This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. This hour, we continue our series of topics with our go-to guy when it comes to oil and lubrication. 25-plus years of experience as one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. He sells in the U.S., he sells in Canada, and he is just one spectacular guy with just a tremendous amount of knowledge. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, and our email is bob@autoworldradio.com. So keep those handy anytime throughout the show or anytime throughout the week. You can also shoot me an email and I'll get over to Dan. Let's go right now to nearby here in the Orlando area of Florida and say hello to Dan Watson. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob. You ready for this bit of cold weather sneaking into Florida?
I should be. You know, I lived in Boston a long time, 45 years of my life in Boston. And I'll tell you the ironic part, since I've been down here, I can't take the cold as well as I used to. So I must have lost some of my New England resilience.
Well, listen, my wife is from Chicago. And I've had her in the South all these years since I retired from the Navy, and boy, she has no ability to take a Chicago winter, I guarantee you.
I know. I don't miss the snow. The snow in particular I don't miss, but it's mighty cold for folks who are not used to it down here. It's interesting. When you're out doing errands, you'll see people wearing real winter jackets as if it was zero.
Yeah, I think there's some people that get a real giggle, so to speak, out of watching Floridians when the weather goes, you know, below 50. It's just it's a comical sight to see. And when you see these people, I was watching the Army-Navy football game, and they're playing, and the field is covered with snow, and they're out there playing, and the stands are full of people, and everybody's cheering and so forth. And then I was watching the high school state championship that's being played in the Orlando Stadium in the evening, and these people were somewhat bundled up, and it was all of like 48 degrees, and they they were bundled up as, if not at least as much as the people that were up in the, you know, 25 degrees and it was snowing. So anyway,
that's just
a part of the folklore of living in Orlando. Is we've got people from every part of the U.S. that lives here, as you know, and so it's common for Orlando people to even laugh at other Orlando people because they all come from such different backgrounds.
It is true. It's one of the more unique spots in Florida, as far as I'm concerned, because, like you say, when you go out, I mean, you'll meet people from not only every state here in the U.S., but also from around the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of there's a lot of people from the British Isles, you know, Irish, English, Scottish, that are in and around the resort areas, because a lot have either bought timeshare-type places that they live in, or some actually just have second homes down and around Kissimmee and in the resort areas. So, yeah, there's lots and lots of people, and it's a, as they'd say, a kaleidoscope of people. It's just there from everywhere, this part of Florida. So,
let's see, last week we had a caller from Arizona who brought up the subject of two-cycle oils. So why don't we start this week's edition by telling folks a little bit about two-cycle oils, and hopefully some folks will dial in at 855-660-4261.
Well, Bob, it is an area which holds great interest for a huge number of people because there's so many two-cycle pieces of equipment around. Now, anybody that's got something two-stroke, they don't need an explanation. But just for our general audience, in these internal combustion engines, we have four-stroke and we have two-stroke. And that has to do with what we call the cycles in the cylinder that take place. In a four-stroke operation, you have to have an intake, valve opens and the piston is going down and it is sucking in new oxygen-filled air into the cylinder, and then the piston gets to the bottom of the travel and the valve is shutting and the piston is starting up in what's called the compression cycle. Now, a couple ways you get fuel in on that intake, either by an injector or it comes in on a carburetor in with the air. Either way, you'll have a fuel-air mixture in the cylinder. Now up comes the piston. We're pressing it real hard. We get close to the top, and the spark plug sets off, and we have a controlled explosion. It's not really supposed to be an explosion. It's called a burn. If it was an explosion, it would just be a bang, and there wouldn't be any more power. But we want it to be a controlled burn. It expands that gas ball, puts tremendous pressure on the top of the piston, driving the piston down. That's called a power stroke. So we've had an intake, a compression, and a power. Now, at the bottom of that travel, here comes the piston back up. The exhaust valve opens. Out goes the exhaust. That's four strokes there. That's a four stroke. In a two stroke, we have, starting with the piston going down, the piston is, it goes down, and it sucks in air at the same time it's going down. It comes up. It compresses the air. You get the ignition, and it heads back down in the power stroke. So the two-stroke has a power stroke, what, twice as often as the four-stroke. So that's why when you see all of these smaller engines, and even in the outboard arena for boats, you'll have a smaller engine that has tremendous power because it has twice the number of power strokes, if you will, as a four-stroke would have in the same type of situation. So these two strokes have been around a long time. They're very, very sophisticated engines. They're very powerful. Some of them are amazing. These new two-stroke engines coming from the Evinrude E-Tech line of outboard motors are just marvels of power and efficiency and low emissions. There was a time about 10 years ago that we, more like 15 years ago, we thought that the two-stroke engine was going to die because of air pollution standards. Well, the demise of the two-stroke engine was predicted prematurely because it is not going to happen. They have gone to sophisticated injection type systems, and these things now can be made to burn very clean and meet even the California Air Resources Board requirements, which is quite an achievement for an engine that we literally have to mix the oil or the lubricant into the fuel. That's the original way. It's a little different in some of these newer ones, but you just never think of such a thing that you would have to actually mix your oil in the gasoline, and then that would have to go into the engine, and the gas would have to burn out, and most of that oil would burn out, but there'd be enough that would lubricate the moving parts, and then you would bring more in on the next intake stroke, and the same thing, more gas and oil mixed. So I wanted to put that in on this first segment to get an idea of what we're talking about before we talk about how to lubricate it. So we'll be ready to talk about how to lubricate it when we come back.
That sounds great. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend with Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist. Don't go away. We've got lots of great information coming your way.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want. In the checkout section, put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We're live all across America. Great radio station, including WCFO in Atlanta, KPAM in Portland, Oregon. Everybody listening on KEYS in Corpus Christi, Texas. Everybody listening to all of our great stations from coast to coast, border to border. It's that time for Dan Watson to be with us, and he is educating us in the fine art of lubrication. Dan is a certified expert. He is a certified lubrication specialist, and last weekend towards the end of the hour, we got some questions about two-stroke oil. So, Dan, you've set the stage here and told us a little bit about how they work. Now, the question is, what do you use?
Well, let's go back a little bit to understand the progression on these things. Years ago, in the early years, the early Evinrude motors go back to 1911 or 1912, somewhere in that time frame. These motors, they just poured regular motor oil into the gasoline, but they did it at a very heavy ratio. I'll get into ratios later, but at about a 16 or 8 to 1 ratio. In other words, if you put in 8 gallons of fuel in the tank, if it was 8 to 1, you'd put in a gallon of oil in there. So then you're talking about a real oil-gasoline mixture going into the engine. And those things could have qualified in Florida as a mosquito abatement equipment because they'd had so much smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe because they're trying to burn that oil. It ain't going to burn very well, so it just comes out of smoke. So they started in that direction, and they gradually tried to improve it, and we got better. And into the 60s, we began to develop real 50s, I should say, real two-stroke oil that was not designed to go in a four-stroke gasoline engine, but really designed to go in these two-strokes. And what they had to do was actually change the additive that they put in the oil in order to get more protection out of the additives and use less oil so they could cut those mixture rates down. So we got into mixture rates of 32 to 1 and 40 to 1. And that means, again, that if I 32 to 1, if I had 32 gallons of gasoline, I'd mix 1 gallon of this two-stroke oil with it. That'd be a 32 to 1 ratio. It's always gasoline ratio to oil. And the important thing is it started really developing additives to try to prevent the wear or scuffing of the piston ring against the cylinder wall. That's the hardest place in the two-stroke you're trying to do this. At the same time, you have to be careful about how much or what type of additives and what type of oil, because you can just foul up the spark plugs and make real problems in these engines. So they're working on that, but their claim to fame is that they use a very heavyweight type additive mixed into the lighter weight oil so that these, it's sort of like if you thought about it, the lightweight oil would be made up of golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
And they mix in a heavyweight lubricating oil that's got bowling balls in it. And so the idea is that those bowling balls will be able to withstand the heat of combustion and yet not go away, and they will be able to stay between the ring and the cylinder wall and prevent wear. So the idea came, put in a certain amount of these really big molecules, these big thick oil, like a, people might not understand this terminology, but a viscosity maybe of a 450 versus the typical viscosity, which might be a 20, okay? So those big bubbas are in there to give you guaranteed lubrication, but they don't burn. They don't burn hardly at all. So what you end up with is that as you're trying to exhaust this stuff, you end up with what's referred to as a carbon buildup, because the unburned hydrocarbons, which is what the oil is, becomes carbon after it burns and or tries to burn. So in the exhaust port, you're just building up this heavy concentration of stuff. And so we start going through what everybody's familiar with from down through the ages. You have to decarbon these two-stroke motors. And you'll use, people might remember in the old days, they still have it around somewhere. I think they had this stuff called gunk, and G-U-N-K. And
yep.
You remember it, and it came out like shaving cream, and you put that into these engines, and sure enough, you could get the carbon out of them. But the carbon was building up because the lubrication process was just so poor. It was trying to accomplish something, but the methods of doing it were just self-defeating, because you just kept piling the stuff in. These engines would become so full of carbon. If you didn't decarbon them once a year, they would hardly run. Because remember I said in that two-stroke, when that piston goes down, it's got to actually suck in new air that's got to push out the exhaust at the same time. Well, if the exhaust port starts clogging up, it can't push that exhaust all out in the time period it's got. So you end up with a half a charge of new air and a half a charge of exhaust in the next compression stroke, and you'll get as much power as you've got oxygen. You can't burn fuel without oxygen. So if you've got half the oxygen you need, you'll burn half the fuel, you'll get half the power, and the rest will end up going out as really bad exhaust fumes, and that's the reason sometimes you get those little film on the lake behind those old two-stroke engines is because they put out such a waste through the exhaust. So we come forward, we want to do better, so we start doing better, and where we are today is two-stroke oil. The best two-stroke oil in the marketplace is synthetic two-stroke oil. And the company Amsoil Synthetics, they make just the finest two-stroke engine oil that you can buy, okay? It's made in other places, too. Amsoil's not the only one that knows how to make it, but I can tell you that the two-stroke oils they make out of synthetic base stocks, and here's why they are so superior. When I take the synthetic oil itself, it would provide about a 400% improvement in lubrication if it had no additives in it, if I just used it over compared to the petroleum. But the additives, the choice of additives in a high-quality synthetic like Amsoil synthetic two-strokes, they use what's called an anti-wear package, which is made up of polymers. Okay, now, I don't want to go too deep in the weeds, but polymers are actually, you could think of them as pieces of plastic, okay? Mm-hmm. But these polymers are specially designed so that they will provide you just as, actually, better anti-wear than the heavy additives that was in the old oil, which were, by the way, zinc and phosphorus, the same kind of things we see in four-stroke oil. They wouldn't burn, but they would provide resting places for carbon and clog up the exhaust port, okay? But these polymers are designed so that they will provide enough protection, outstanding protection, and at the same time, they will burn in the combustion process clean and go out the exhaust without leaving any residue in the exhaust. So when you make this synthetic engine oil, when we come back, I'll finish this because it's important to get down the three or four things that this is made out of and how it results in having a premium, high-quality two-stroke oil.
Yeah, it's critical. Don't go away, everybody. Dan will be back with lots more. This is Auto World. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road
again. I'm on the road again. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
I'm telling you. With a five, he's our official lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. Dan also worked in the Navy, where he was assigned to work on nuclear submarines, so he has a lot of great expertise in all areas of lubrication. Today we've been talking a lot about two cycle oils, four cycle oils, and this came as a result of a question from a listener last week. If you have any questions about two stroke oils, this would be a great time to get in. But you've done a really great job as usual, Dan, in setting the stage. Now tell us more about how to deal and how to choose the proper oil.
Well, when I was talking about why you go with synthetic in these two-stroke engines, it's because if ever there was a clear-cut difference, just a vast difference between the quality of two products, it would be the two-stroke synthetic versus the two-stroke petroleum. One is really not even adequate to do the job it's trying to do and creates multiple side problems. That's the petroleum. The synthetic one is up to the job of providing excellent protection and at the same time doesn't present the side problems that the other one did. So you get rid of the clogging your exhaust ports and your spark plug and all this residue that builds up with the synthetic. And then it gives you easily four times the anti-scuff protection of the best job they can do with the petroleum. So it's a win-win. Better protection, cleaner operating. When a two-stroke engine carbons up, it's on its way to producing no power. Now, I said we would delve into a minute for what has to go into this oil. Well, in the AMSOIL synthetic two-strokes, they use an ester as the base rather than the standard, what they call, hydrocarbon carbons that you can, synthetic hydrocarbons. These esters are tremendous lubricants, and they're the top level that you can go to in this type of automotive or a two-stroke or internal combustion engine lubrication. These esters are so good that by themselves they would have been a better protection than the old-style two-stroke oil. But you take and use this ester base and then add to it some, let's just call them space-age polymers that will provide such intense protection and then that will burn up in the couple of thousand degrees of the internal combustion process. So we've achieved our goal. We've got anti-scuffing on the cylinder wall. We can protect the moving parts, which is the connector rod bearings and the bearings in the motor, with this same level of ester and polymer additives that will protect that. And we do this while maintaining ultimate cleanliness in this engine. So we have gone from the Stone Age to the Space Age in a matter of developing a superior product. And if you talk to anybody that's ever taken their company, like I have some clients who are big lawn maintenance, and these guys have lots of two-stroke equipment, from everything from hedge trimmers to chainsaws, weed whackers, all this two-stroke equipment. And they have had trouble keeping the stuff running. They've had to take them apart and clean them, all types of things. And when they shift over and go to this synthetic two-stroke, Samsul synthetic two-stroke, their maintenance demands go down just absolutely astronomically. They go down. The day-to-day maintenance goes away. They're able to run these things just continually. I had a golf course once that had these two-stroke, lots of two-stroke equipment, and they were going through this stuff. Most of their two-stroke equipment would last maybe 2 years at the golf course, and they're having to replace these things. And we got them shifted over. They were buying this two-stroke oil, the synthetic two-stroke oil, by the drum, because at the last count in that, before they sold the course, it had been 7 years without a single failure of two-stroke equipment. And in the past, wow, they were replacing most all of it every 2 to 3 years. And that's a lot of money. So just trying to make sure our listeners out there understand, you got two-stroke equipment. A lot of you guys right now are enjoying the fact that the snow is on the ground. And, Bob, you know you came from up in Boston, but up around Superior, Wisconsin, where Amsoil's located, snowmobiling is probably the highlight of the year.
Sure.
And lots of those snowmobiles are two-stroke, and they are some beautiful, high-powered performance machines. And the Amsoil has developed a special two-stroke oil for them called Interceptor Two-Stroke. So if you've got one of these machines and you're listening, pay attention, because you have in a lot of these what they call a power control valve in the exhaust. Remember we said you have to get the air in this guy and this two-stroke engine, and it's going up and down doing it. It has a tendency sometimes it can almost run away with itself without some control. So they put a power control valve in the exhaust that restricts the exhaust when they need to slow the engine down so that it won't have a runaway, because it's very powerful. Well, those valves in the exhaust have a tendency with regular oil to get stuck. And now when you can't get the engine, it won't run right because this power control valve sticks. Well, Amsoil made this oil called Interceptor version for these types of snowmobiles, and they tested it in a fleet of about 400 of these up at Yellowstone that the company has. And the performance was just what they were hoping for, absolute no problems with power control valves. It's just a tremendous improvement. So if you're out there getting ready to hit the hit the snow and you've got a two-stroke, pay attention to that. It is very important. These two-stroke engines are marvelous. Like I said, these Evinrude E-Techs I was talking about, Bob, for these outboards, just people are not familiar with them. If you have a boat, just go online and look at these motors. They are unbelievable, powerful engines of this new direct-injected type engine. And they actually have in their control circuitry that you have to change a thing for the computer if you're going to try to run regular conventional petroleum two-stroke oil. Because if you do that, all of their certifications disappear. They're no longer meet the California Air Resources Board. They don't meet all of these pollution controls. But you can set your synthetic two-stroke that they recommend for that application. And by the way, the AMSOIL HP Marine two-stroke carries that certification and doesn't cost nearly what that oil cost. It's a much, much better price. So just good stuff to know in the two-stroke world. And one other thing on two-stroke oil and engines. You cannot run, you shouldn't run the same two-stroke oil that you would put in your outboard motor in your chainsaw. People go, why not? They're both two-strokes. Well, one is air-cooled and runs at elevated high temperatures. That's the chainsaw. In that two-stroke outboard motor, they put a thermostat in it, but that's to keep it from getting too cold. You've got so much water flowing through that coming out of the lake, river, ocean, wherever you're getting your source of water. It pumps that water through that engine at such a rate that you're trying to keep the engine over 150 degrees, that it won't run below 150 degrees. So the thermostat is just opposite. It keeps the engine up in temperature rather than letting it get too cold. And in that air-cooled chainsaw, weed whacker, whatever it is, you can be running, you know, 220, 240 degrees comparatively to that 150 we're talking about for the outboard. So you have to tailor your two-stroke oil for the temperature range that it's going to run in. That's important to get the best performance and the best life out of the equipment. So when you go to buy something for your two-stroke equipment, if you've got an outboard motor and you've got some other equipment around your place, make sure that you buy outboard two-stroke or injector two-stroke for that application and that you buy weed whacker oil for the other application.
Very good. Lots of very valuable information from Dan Watson. Well, we're going to step aside, and when we come back on the other side, more with Dan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the world.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We've been talking a lot about two-stroke engines and the best oil to use in those with our great guest. He is Dr. Oil, as far as I'm concerned, certified lubrication experience of more than 25 years, certified lubrication specialist, Dan Watson. And we should remind everybody that lots of good stuff can be found at thelubepage.com. And don't forget about those YouTube videos, because once you start looking at them, it's hard not to go on to the next one. You did such a terrific job with those videos. And as you said a few weeks back, you're planning on doing a few more.
Yeah, it's time to get back to it. There's been a lot of some innovations and some new products. And so January is my target month. We're in the holiday month here with Christmas and then New Year's. So when we get past these two big holidays, it'll be time to bear down and do some new YouTube videos to put up on the YouTube channel, and they'll also be at the Lube page. You go to the Lube page, I've got a place that says videos. You can watch those videos from the Lube page. And when we were talking before the break, we finished up pretty much on the two-stroke engine oil. I would tell you that not only do I know the chemistry on how the two-stroke oil works, but I've seen these engines when you take them apart, and I've got a good friend here in Orlando at the Boat Wrench facility, full-service marine facility called Boat Wrench up in Longwood, and it's a little north of Orlando here. And so I'm good friends with Rob Gina, the owner, and I've seen these things taken apart, and he's been doing this, repairing these things for 30 years, and he's just he's just such a big promoter of Amsoil, because to see these two-stroke engines come apart and be so clean that it's just remarkable how clean the inside is, and that is the key to the life and the power of a two-stroke engine, is keeping that carbon from clogging up and destroying everything. And boy, you see these things open and clean. So I did want to touch for just a minute, since we talked about snowmobiles and these marine applications, that they've come a long way and they're producing now some incredible four-stroke small engines, because they brought these in primarily when they thought the two-strokes were going to be history due to pollution control. But like I said, the modern two-stroke engines that were developed with direct injection, they're not going away. Their pollution signature is actually equal to or less than most four-strokes. So they're going to stay. But these small four-stroke engines, it's just amazing. I mean, we're talking about an engine which is pretty close to the same size you'd have in a small Honda, 1,600, 2,000 cc engines, but producing 150, 175, 200 horsepower. So we're talking about a very high-performance four-stroke outboard, or a very high-performance four-stroke snowmobile. Now, I will tell all our listeners that I can give you the best advice I can, and I would love for you, if you were to go and just buy my product, Amsoil, but let me give you a piece of advice. If you've got a four-stroke outboard, or if you have a four-stroke snowmobile, you're almost committing engine homicide if you don't run a high-performance synthetic engine oil in those motors. You just have to do it. They are so powerful and so set up to run and produce for you such fine performance running that snowmobile at 50, 60 miles an hour down through the snow, wherever you want to go, or pushing that outboard out there with a nice big 26, 28-foot Grady White fishing boat in front of it, and you got two of these 200-horsepower four-strokes behind it, and what do you want them to do? You want them to run at 5,000 RPM, and you want them to run now, and you want to run across the ocean for the next hour and a half at 5,000 RPM. Try that with your 1,600cc Honda going down the road and see how long it lasts. Won't last very long. So you've got to provide the lubrication for these high-performance four-stroke motors that have been developed. They will give you great service. They weigh a little more than the two-stroke for the same horsepower. The two-stroke still has the best horsepower ratio for weight. But that's a marvelous piece of equipment they've manufactured. These guys have gone above and beyond the pale to make these things. And I just tell you that they put a lot of stress on the lubricant that's in those types of motors. You have to consider them the same way you would a small racing engine that you would have in a car. And you can't go short on what you do in a small racing engine, or you're going to wear that thing out in a hurry. So you've got to take care of those high-performance, tremendous high-performance four-stroke snowmobile engines and outboard motor engines. Now, again, I know the Amsoil line back and forth, and there are some other oils available, no problem. But I know there is oils to match the exact application for these high-performance four-strokes, whether they come in a snowmobile, an ATV, a UTV, or in an outboard. And that's because the Amsoil guys that I know well, they don't believe that one shoe fits all. So they have tailored oils to match these exact performance requirements for these engines so that they can guarantee those engines are going to be well protected. They're a little bit different because, again, that outboard has water. It's water cooled, lots of water. Some of the four strokes in these high performance applications are actually air cooled. Some others in small conditions are water-cooled, but they all have different operating parameters that you have to tailor the lubricant that it will be the best possible fit for that application. And then in some cases, you change the you blend the base stock with PAO and esters and then you put in a particular type of additive package for that application. So this is stuff that if you've got one of these machines, you know they're not cheap. I mean, one of these tremendous four-stroke snowmobile machines, you're going to pay some money for it. You don't just go out and pay $5,000 for it. You're going to pay some tremendous money for it. So take your time and protect it. And if you have questions on it, on any of this stuff, again, I've said this before, all you have to do is go to the Lube page. On the Lube page, you can put in, we have a thing there to contact me, ask Dan a question. It says right on the front of the web page. And it'll come up, and you can ask the question. And you can make your question simple, because I'll email you back and tell you if I need more information, specifically what I need. And then you email me back, and then you're going to get a detailed recommendation for whatever that piece of equipment you have. And I'm going to give you not the AMSOIL recommendation, but the Dan Watson Certified Lubrication Specialist recommendation. I hope it matches up to something that AMSOIL has, because that's how I make my living. But I won't sacrifice my lubrication specialist criteria to make a sale. So you'll get the best recommendation that I can make for you. And, hey, maybe we'll do some business. I hope we do. But if I don't have the product for you, I usually tell you where I think you can go find it. So
that's so great.
It's good to visit that web page and, you know, hey, come on, get to know us. You'll have a resource in your back pocket to help you with any of these applications for as long as I'm in the business. Now, I can't say that'll be forever. Getting a little long in the tooth these days, you know, Bob, but I'll be around for a while longer anyway, I hope. So.
A lot longer. Well, thank you so much, as usual, Dan. The hour just flew. Everybody, check out the lubepage.com. Talk to you next week, Dan.
All right, Bob. Good talking to you. So long now.
Take care.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.